Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Anthony M. Drago. He is a speaker, author of Go Prove Something, trainer and coach. Anthony, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you so much for having me, Christopher. I appreciate it.
So I am going to be, full disclosure, I'm going to be biased. It's my podcast. So with Anthony, literally, I looked at his LinkedIn profile and I had a big smile on my face because he's the founder and president of GPS Lifestyle. And as some of you might know, the sponsor of this podcast is the GPS Speaker Training Program. So we're like, oh, this guy's cool. We're going to get along because we have the same name. So Anthony, tell us about GPS, what it stands for, and why you chose to create that.
Well, absolutely. First of all, Christopher, thank you so much for having me on. I absolutely love what you're doing and kind of made me smile as well, seeing the name of your company was GPS as well. So I think we have a good connection there. GPS in my world, and I believe in your world and any successful person, in my opinion, means go prove something. And I've noticed something in the world today that when I used to train basketball players for over 15 years. And in doing so, I was teaching them about speed, agility, and quickness, and also personal development. And what I realized was that as I kept working with the speed, agility, and quickness, I kind of started leaning more towards the personal development aspect. And I started understanding, like, these kids, they need help. They need guidance. We live in this, what I call Generation E, which stands for entitlement, where the kids and even the adults today don't think they have to work for anything. They think that they can just do what they want to do and show up and they'll get a trophy. Like, that's where the participation trophies come in. So I saw a need for something. And when I say go prove something, I think it's more towards proving something to yourself as opposed to other people, because I think internally you have to prove something to yourself. And with the name of the company led to the book, which was Go Prove Something. My book is titled Go Prove Something. And I think it's just kind of like a lifestyle. And the reason why I use lifestyle is that, you know, when you hear the term GPS, what do you think of? You think of directions, you think of a starting point, you think of a destination, you think of turn by turn directions, you think of, you know, recalculating. So these are all things that I think if you put them all together, they can provide you a path to get where you want to go. And then once you get there, you start over, you re-input your credentials, and then you go from there. So go prove something in my world is just, it's a kind of like a commitment to yourself.
I love that. And I like how it's active, meaning there's a reason why Apple has Think Different or Coca-Cola has Open Happiness or Nike has Just Do It. Because again, in marketing and advertising, you have to be active because it's more exciting. So for you, go prove something. And I also liked, Anthony, how you talked about how it's not about, oh, I got to prove my dad wrong or my mom wrong. It's like, no, prove something for yourself. And so I love how, again, there's a lot of depth to that. And it sounds so simple, but just so the listeners know, the more simple it is, people understand it. If they understand it, they'll hire you. So great job on that branding, because it's so important. So the book itself, tell us about that. Do you share stories? Do you have specific strategies? Let's dive in a little deep about that and what we can learn from your book.
Well, absolutely. Well, the title, like I said, is Go Prove Something. But the subtitle is, I wanted to get something catchy. I wanted to bring people into it. And it's A Basketball Player's Guide to Legally Using PEDs, with PEDs standing for performance enhancing decisions, not performance enhancing drugs, you know. And I think that everybody, you know, and I write in the book that, you know, all the best athletes and the basketball players from, you know, George Gervin all the way to LeBron James, they've all used PEDs, not the illegal drugs, but they've used performance enhancing decisions. See, I think that either you're stagnant or you're making progress. So when, you know, the book, I wanted to grab something, and especially with the culture of the world today, so I used PEDs. And what I did was, using the backdrop of building a house, I show the reader how to build their mind, their body, and their basketball skills from the ground up. So for example, you know, the first chapter is the foundation. You know, the foundation of what? Of your mind. Well, the foundation of your mind consists of a belief in yourself. It consists of your gratitude, and it consists of your desire for more. And the foundation of your body could be considered your core. And then the skills aspect, I get into the basketball part of it, but by the end of the book, I don't want to get into too much details, but by the end of the book, you realize that although the book has a basketball theme, it's really not about basketball. It's about building your life from the ground up.
Oh, again, it's great to have that analogy, because so many of us are into sports, and really it confounds me sometimes, Anthony, when some people talk about personal development or Tony Robbins, like, I don't believe that guy. But it's like, well, do Olympians have coaches? Yeah. Do professional athletes have coaches? Yeah. Every single successful athlete has a coach,
right?
But people don't. And that's why it's so important that people find a coach, mentor, or trainer like yourself. And when you use basketball analogy, it makes sense because, again, no athlete in human history has ever achieved anything without a coach. Nope. And yet human beings, unfortunately, maybe their coach is the mother, father, but frankly, again, we don't know all the answers. But I want to stress to our listeners and viewers that the way you frame your argument, the way you frame your book, and how you share that is so important, because we have a lot of speakers and authors and coaches, and they don't clearly articulate what they offer. They don't give an analogy that, oh, I can sink my teeth into that. So I want to just stress to our guests, hey, check out Anthony, because the way that he shares his story, gives that analogy, is super helpful, because ultimately that's how you're going to succeed in business and in life. So Anthony, for you, when did you have that realization for yourself? I mean, you sound like a really articulate guy. You've been doing a lot. So tell me a memory as a kid that inspired you to be an entrepreneur.
Well, I grew up, average household. I didn't want for anything, but didn't have the best of everything. So it was kind of like the average Joe. And, you know, growing up playing basketball so many years, I played basketball for over 30 years now. I haven't played as much as I like to now, but you know how that goes. But I found a way that, you know, I sort of found myself leaning more towards developing the mind. I went after high school and I did a little bit of college. I went into the military. I went into the United States Coast Guard. And that's when I was actually introduced to Tony Robbins. I was miserable. I hated life. I didn't want to be there. And then I started understanding that you can think, and you can change the way you think and the way you feel just by the thoughts that you put in your head. So once I realized that, it started me on the path that I am on now, and that my life has kind of followed, is that I try to help as many people as I can. I was always the guy that, you know, the girls would go to about relationships and talk and be friendly with, you know, like the friend zone, so to speak. But it never bothered me, because I always felt like I was helping. That was even in high school. But then once I got into the personal development, right from there on, it was just like, I want to help. I want to be able to, you know, see that, like, nothing is better than working with a child or working with a kid or a young adult and seeing that light bulb, that proverbial light bulb go off, you know, that aha moment. Nothing is better than that. And once you get the taste of that, it's like, I want more, I want more, I want more, because I want to see the change the world. And I know I say change the world, but it's more of an impact, you know, and that's actually the new program that I'm putting out now. It's called Communicate with Impact.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Communicate with Impact. Tell us one thing you can share about that program.
Well, I think that the word communication is the one word that can solve everything, every issue, every problem in the world today, from politics to race relations. Nobody communicates anymore. They, you know, they just talk. As while someone's talking, the other person is not listening. They're waiting for them to finish so they can stop, so they can make their point and tell them why they're right. We don't have conversations anymore. We if you're wrong, if you don't agree with me, then you're just wrong and you're this and you're that. But it's not like, okay, well, listen, let's try to have a conversation. Let me try to understand where you're coming from.
Now, that's great, Anthony. Again, it's these simple things that many of us don't do, but when we do them, those simple things will become profound results in our lives. So Anthony, thank you so much for being on our podcast. What's one thing you feel that we can all do each day to develop ourselves personally?
I think the one thing that you can do to develop yourself personally every single day would be to listen more than you speak. Because they say that God gave you two ears and one mouth for a reason. We need to open up our ears as opposed to opening up our mouths.
That's great advice, Anthony. And how can our guests connect with you and read your book?
You can find the book on Amazon. Just search my name, Anthony M. Drago. My website, anthonymdrago.com. I'm on Facebook. All my social medias are with my name. So LinkedIn is anthonymdrago.com. Instagram, anthonymdrago.com. So it's all the same. Anthony M. Drago is the, you know, kind of like I'm using that as my brand, obviously. So that is, you can reach me on any social media with that.
That's great. Anthony, thank you so much for being on our show. And again, great name, GPS.
Go prove something. Thanks, Christopher.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.